Hi, everybody. So I suppose that we should. Oh, but exactly. That is a good idea. So if you use a small terminal, please either detach from the terminal, because you see, it is better. Oh, exactly. Could you? Oh, guys. So please do it as big as possible, so we can use the wall screen, right? Or otherwise I should detach you. Yeah. Okay, I think it should work now. Or have I detached someone? Sorry. So if you want to see the screen on your laptop, you can run SSH with these arguments, and it will be transmitted to your laptop. But as I said, please try to use big terminals. Otherwise, we have this problem. Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay. So let us continue. I will speak probably English, because we. Guys, who? Yeah, thank you. Okay. If you don't mind, I will speak English, but in this question section, you can speak German as well as English. It doesn't matter. Okay, so a couple of words about myself. So I'm a software developer. A big fan of Linux, a big fan of Terminal, and big fan of the things that I have listed here. So it is Bash. Oh, okay. So it will not work this way, I think. Yeah. Okay. So let us do it. Okay. I will check it. Change it. Sorry. It was a bad idea, probably, with SSH. Okay. A couple of minutes. Okay. Okay. So now I can continue. So I'm a big fan of Terminal, and I would try to do everything that I can do in Terminal, and don't leave it as much time as possible. But well, I would say that it is almost always possible, except one task. If I need a browser, it doesn't work. So I mean in Terminal. Of course, I'm aware of things like Lynx, Alinx, W3M, and other console browsers, but that is not the same as a real GUI browser, and it is not a satisfying experience for me. So that is why I thought, oh, could I probably fix the problem somehow? Would it be possible to implement some solution for this problem? And that is how this idea of console-oriented services was born. Well, I don't know, probably you have already used them, and you have small experience with these services. Have anybody of you use services like Weathering or Cheat SH or QR.encode before? Yeah, just raise your hands. Okay, almost everybody. Not bad. good. So let us continue. I cannot say that it was the first service that the first console-oriented service Weathering. But at least it was the first content-rich console-oriented service. Maybe you have used other services before, for example, ifconfig.me to check your current IP address. You know, yeah. You can just do. Wait, let us try. You can do something like this, or there are other services, and nothing works. Wait, maybe some of them. Oh, okay. At least this one. So you can issue this command in your terminal and you will get your external IP address. So I would say that this service is older than Weatherin. But there were not so many services like that before. So I have created this service, and the basic idea behind the service is that you can get some weather report or some weather information about your current location or about you, about any location you want. So to do that, you can just try to run curl weatherin, in your console, and you will get this weather report in your console. For your current location, if it is possible to locate to understand where exactly you're located, to do geolocation. If it is not possible, then as default location is used this city Oymekon. It is the coldest city in the world. So usually it is, well, I don't know. Now, for example, it is 1 degree centigrade there. But in the winter it is minus 50 or something like that. But you can add a location name. You can add location name as a query, and you will get a weather report for any part of the world. So even for strange places like, I don't know, Zugspitze. I mean, it is not strange, but it is not a city at least. Oops, Zugspitze. But in this case, if it is not a city, this location, you have to add tilde before the name. So you see. It supports many other formats. For example, you can specify GPS coordinates, you can specify airport codes, zip codes, and so on and so on. So you can read more about this project on the project site, or basically on the project page on GitHub. I can say that this project was extremely successful, and I didn't I wasn't ready for that success. I was really impressed and somehow embarrassed with this success. So I understood that this idea with consolidated services was a good idea, was the right idea. So I have continued with it, and I have created several other services and even framework for creating such services. And I will talk about the services and about the framework now. So let us continue to the next one. The next one is QR encode. So if you want, what is your favorite method of? So what do you do if you want to transfer some text from your console on your smartphone? I don't know if you tried to do it before or not. So usually people answer, okay, I use emails, or I use, I don't know, Jabber, or I use some messenger for that. But the problem is that you have not installed, your client is not installed everywhere. And if you use some remote machine, for example, and you want to transfer the text from that machine on your smartphone, it will not work. So my idea is to use QR codes and just convert any text that you have into QR code and scan it with your smartphone, and you immediately have it on your smartphone. But again, the problem is that we have to install this QR code library or QR code program to convert text into QR codes. Would it be possible to do it with console services? Yes. So you can just write curl. So for example, let us imagine that you want to transfer some URL from your console on your smartphone. So you just write QR encode before the text, and QR encode, and it will be converted into a QR code. So you can try to scan it with your smartphone, and you will see that it is Google.com. It is even more than that. You can transfer any text you want. The thing supports POST requests, so you can transfer, for example, some file, pipe some file into curl and convert it directly. But in this case, Well, the picture can be really big, I would say. So let us try. Oh, sorry. Maybe it is faster to write the query directly. For example, let us transfer cut, so etc password. It has no passwords. It is not yet a shadow. Oh, it is really big. But let us. Sorry, it is too big. But let us take just 10 lines. Okay, 10 lines of the file. If you try to scan it with your smartphone, you will get my etc password there. Okay, so let us continue. Another thing, it is a new one. I don't know how many of you have already used some cryptocurrencies. If you use them, if you have a couple of bitcoins, you probably want to know the price of them. So I have created a service that will show you the price of this things of different cryptocurrencies, actually of all cryptocurrencies you have. By default, you have 10 of them, but you can show any. And what is even better, then you can track how the price changed. For example, it is for Ethereum for today. So it is current price for Ethereum and how it was changed during the last day. But you can enter any other time interval. So for example, let us take 1 month. Okay, that is for the last 4 weeks or for 1 month, and so on. So I will not tell about all features that this site or the service has, so you can check the project page. But the point here is that we can use console not only for text information, but for some graphical information too. So that means that console has much more features that people usually think. Okay, and the next one, that is my favorite, because the first three projects were just toy projects, I would say, so just for fun. And this thing is really useful. I use it every day, all the time, when I'm programming. So. Actually, if you think about that question, so what site or what internet site are you using most of your time in browser? You will probably answer, Google, or I mean, if you are programmers, you will answer probably Google or Stack Overflow or something like that, yeah, because you want to find some useful code pieces or some answer on some technical questions. And it would be really great to have some service that could answer the questions without leaving the console. And I have created it. So let us try. So for example, you want to know which command line options some program has. And I mean, not all of them, because if you want to know all of them, you just write manual man and then name of the command. But usually you need some of them, the most popular. So let us take some program as an example. What would you suggest? No ideas, okay. Then let us take tar, for example. So if you write this query, curl, cheat, sh cheat, you can write it without e, so I mean this short version of the URL, and name of the command, you will get cheat sheet for this command. You can try any other command, for example cp or ls or whatever, or I don't know, lv create. So it was the original version of this service. But after that, I thought, okay, probably I should add some features for programmers. So documentation not only for command line users, but for programmers. So would it be possible to, get information about Python? So for example, Python, and then, how we zip lists. Yes, it is possible. So you just write Python or any other language you want, okay, maybe not any other language, but we support 50 languages at the moment. And things that you want to have. So for in this case, zip lists, yeah? Let us try something else. Okay, the same query for Clojure, for example. Okay, that is how we do it in Clojure. Yeah, you can have this answer without comments because maybe you don't need comments, you just want to see how it looks like. Okay, so you can switch the comments off with this thing. If you want to understand how this service works, we can talk about it after the talk. And it was really cool how it works. So I use it every day, many times a day when I'm programming, because you can find any answer on any question you need. So let us continue. How popular are these projects? Well, as I said, I was really surprised to have so many followers, so many users after I have released the first project, Weathering. So just to understand it better, just for better understanding, so the project has more than 4,000 stars on GitHub, and it has, well, it processes more than 1 million queries daily. Weathering. And other projects, for example, Rate6, they are also quite popular in different, so I mean, in this area, so I, for example, in cryptocurrency scene. And what do I want to say with it? Not that the services are cool. Yeah, they are cool, that's right. But what is really cool is this approach. So you can create the services on your own, you can try this method and you will see that many users will use them. What advantages do the services have? So, comparing to browser, they are really fast. So you will get the answer on your question, on a query, in a couple of milliseconds. So usually it is 100 milliseconds or even fewer. It doesn't need anything except kernels. That means that you can run it on Raspberry Pi or whatever. And because of the interface, it is really good integratable. So you can integrate it in Vim, in Emacs, or in other programs you want. Compared to the command line tools, the main advantage, of course, that you don't need to install the thing. So you have them everywhere, so you can just start curl service name and you will get what you want. And for the developers that will develop services like that, I am sure that if you develop services like that, they will be popular, really popular as these services were or are. It is really you can develop them really fast because you don't need to think about some GUI problems and things like that, because it is really easy to make a terminal interface or text-oriented interface. And that is why it is good for prototyping. So you can just try. So how do you create your own services? So first of all, you can, of course, check the existing services on my GitHub. But the most important thing that will help you is the framework that I have created for it. So you can just download it and configure and add your program there. And after maybe 1 hour of experiments, you can put your service online. It supports many frontends, ANSI for terminals, HTML, PNG, and it solves many tasks that I have solved for these services. If you need my help, if you want to work on services like that, and you will create something like that, you can just contact me. You can follow me on Twitter. It is my Twitter account. It is used basically for announces of such services. So if you want to get updates about them, just follow me and see what we with other guys will do and publish in the next time. And as I said, you can contact me and speak with me about your your ideas. I will help you with implementation, and with hosting if you need some hosting. Good. That is everything that I want to tell you today. Thank you very much. Vielen Dank. Well, if you have any questions, just ask.
Please raise your hand if you have any questions. Yes?
So I tried calling them with HTTPS, so why doesn't that work yet? Or maybe.
What service?
All of them, I think. I tried better.in.
I think that whether in supports HTTPS, but with a self-signed certificate, and we have to add, some certificate from Let's Encrypt or something like that. It is planned. I hope that it will be done in a couple of days.
Thank you. Next question. I think we have... No. Okay, our video mixer Angel has a question.
Hi. I had thought about the GDPR and the QR encode service.
Oh, sorry, once again?
The GDPR regulations and your QR encode service, where you have the option of saving data that people want to encode?
I didn't think that it was a problem, actually. So, if we have some problems with this, I think that we will regulate it.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Thank you once
again. I hope you've inspired a lot of developers to go home and create their own code services.
Yeah. Thank you very much.